Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It's their 27th World Championship. The most of any team in any sport in the history of professional sports.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Taking it Tierney back on the Fan. It's 10:44 on this Thursday. What's happening, everybody? 877-337-6666 is our number. Next hour, that's right. That's a little chilly today. It's going to be a little chilly over the weekend, a little chilly yesterday. I mean, it is still winter. I mean, we can't forget that, despite that it seems like it's been very, very unseasonably warm. Baseball's right around the bend, and I saw something, a little disrespect for Gerrit Cole. Didn't like it. Nor did I think it was accurate. We'll get into that a little later. But, Teek, right now we get a chance to get back to the phones. Let's go to Poughkeepsie, Hudson Valley. Mike is on the Fan. What's up, Mike?
Hello?
What's up, Mike?
Yeah, I'm trying to find out, like, how would Daniel Jones be a good fit anywhere but the Giants? Being coached by Daboll. I mean, before this year, he was a turnover machine. So we fixed a lot of problems with the coach that he has. I think going to another team would be a setback for him in his career. I'm not really sure he's a $40 million a year quarterback.
Yeah.
Until he gets some people around him that can, you know, prove consistency. I think for him, the best place for him to stay, of course, because I'm a Giants fan.
Yeah. You know, Mike, you position that interesting because you're right. Daniel Jones had a lot of issues. I mean, he had some talent, clearly. He threw for 300 yards like five or six times his rookie season, and we know he's got the arm. Danny Dimes didn't come from nowhere, but those issues got worked out because of coaching. Now, it's not like Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or even Aaron Rodgers. If you send him on another team, like, he's going to bring years of, like, good habits and work at, like, he's not really bringing that if he goes, say, to the Jets,
mm-hmm.
right? He's bringing, all right, I was good last year, but I still got a lot of work to do.
But don't you think those mistakes have been coached out of him, where he can at least self-correct them?
I don't know. No. I mean, yeah, we saw it for a year.
That's true.
But are we going to see it again next year? It's a great point, Mike, because you don't think about how we can't think of Daniel Jones in a vacuum. We just can't. You got to think of him in the context of the coaching staff, Kafka and Brian Daboll, and how they made him better. Not just, you know, he evolved naturally by himself. It's a good point.
Okay.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
The best moment I ever had besides when they drafted Lawrence Taylor as a Giant fan was Tiki watching you play against the Chiefs that game.
Oh, yeah, that was a great one.
I sit here. I mean, I think about it every time the Giants lace up on Sundays. I'm like, man, can the running back give us a, you know, can you get a little version of Tiki in there? I mean, we've seen it a little with Barkley, but, you know, I think that they got to move away from Barkley, stick with Daniel Jones, and get him a couple of receivers.
Yeah.
You know, some B-level receivers, I think he'd be all right. You know, better than, like, I'm not knocking Sills, I'm not knocking Hoskins, I'm not knocking them.
Yeah.
Maybe keep them in the fold. But you got to bring in some, you know, you got to bring in some guys like a Cooks, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And they're trying. Look, Mike, they're trying. I mean, they drafted Wandell Robinson. A lot of people didn't see him play in college, but Wandell was really good in college. So, I mean, they're trying for sure. But, you know, it's talent matters. You put good talent around average quarterbacks, they turn into pretty good quarterbacks. It just is what it is. Tua's contested this, Jalen Hurts, and makes them better, and maybe it becomes sustainable. You just never know.
That was a nice compliment he threw at you. That's got to feel good to
hear
that.
Yeah, I mean, that Kansas City game, it's one of those games, I had a bunch of them, you know, where you're just on. Like, everything you call works. Even if it doesn't work, you just kind of find a way to make it work. It's one of those days.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas, and it was advantaged because I had the right shoes on and nobody else did.
Yeah, you always say that.
But because it was frozen. Like, the ground was frozen.
Yeah, I would leave that part out. Just makes you look even better.
No. I mean, it's just what
the
it
reason
is.
I did so well is because I had the right shoes on and nobody else had the right ones on.
I had a ridiculous touchdown. It was a 37 stretch, a sprint 37, we called it. Had to cut it back inside because our tackle, I think it was Deal, he got beat up field. So I had to cut inside of him. I'm supposed to cut off his outside hip, but I had to cut inside his inside hip. But the D tackle just was lazy. Because I should have been tackled for a loss, but he was just lazy. He just kind of gave me one of those like limp arm things.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of ran around him, got to the sideline. Plexico's blocking over there. Monty comes up. I mean, just I used my blockers well.
But how do you know that nobody else had the right cleats on? Because you always say that.
Because I saw their shoes.
You're taking notes. The safety's got the 1-inch cleat. How do you know?
Well, first of all, we had field turf, right? The same stuff that is on most artificial surfaces now. So it's field turf.
Yeah.
So it's like grass. On those grass, you wear cleats. You don't wear nubs. You don't wear like those basketball bottoms.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You wear cleats because it digs in just like grass.
Yeah.
Right? But our field was so horrible, it was frozen. Right? I don't know if the system was messed up, whatever. It was, the cleats didn't dig in. And so you were basically standing on top of the field turf with cleats on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've seen those cleats, right?
Yeah.
They're slippery. Like, if you walk on those things on pavement.
Well, it's like going over a wet home plate. Yeah. Anybody who's ever done that, you're going for
exactly.
a ride.
You think about the guys who get to the concrete that's outside the, you know, the fields, on any field, they just start sliding around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? So everybody was sliding around.
And how many yards did you have that game again?
220 maybe?
I don't know, he should have 400 the way it sounds if nobody else could run.
They were still tackling me. I was just able to make them miss. It's he remembers that not because of the yardage I had, but because of the spectacular plays that I made.
I mean, think about it. What year was that again? That was
05.
Okay, 05. It's 2020.
No, that was 6. I think it was 6.
Mid-2000s, yeah. Right? What I mean, what a compliment. I mean, it's 2023. He's calling up. He says every Giants game he thinks about that. It's awesome, man.
That.
It's great.
Thank you, Mike.
John's in Highland Lakes. What's going on, Johnny? How are you?
Hey, what's up, boys?
Hey.
What's happening?
No, we keep on talking about Zach Wilson. I'm not a Zach lover. I'm not a Zach hater. All the talent in the world. But, like, he cannot read defense. I think that's his major problem.
Yes, it is.
You know, I would love to bring Rodgers here. But I understand, like, Jets fan. I am a Jets fan. We want that homegrown guy. We want our guy. I think Aaron Rodgers could really help him.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to make a quick point, too. Like, Tom Brady pretty much made his whole career on, like, dinks and dunks and taking his shots when he can.
Yeah. When you have a Randy Moss who can catch 50-50 balls, make them 80-20, as T. Higgins said. And when you have that guy, you throw for 50 touchdowns. But if you don't, you throw it to your running back, you throw it to the crosser, you throw it to the tight end, right? You keep it easy. That's what you're right. That's exactly what Tom Brady did his entire career. And it's what he tried to do in Tampa. I mean, he won a Super Bowl in Tampa doing that. He tried to do it last year. It just kind of didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. You don't got to be a superhero to be a great quarterback in the NFL. You just got to be smart.
No, but I remember a woman called about him, like, learning his ADHD and all that kind of stuff. Like, my girlfriend's an occupational therapist. Like, she has to figure out how to make kids with, you know, disabilities or whatever learn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever it is. I don't know if it's coaching or whatever it is. The kid can't read a defense. I think that's why he gets a little shook and he throws that wild ball or can't hit a screen pass. Like, it's annoying.
Yeah.
It drives everybody crazy.
Yeah, you know, John,
but he does not know how to read a defense.
Well, what you do, well, I mean,
that's
I think what he needs to be taught, because it's one thing to just look at a defense and say, yeah, this is going to evolve into whatever, cover three. Right? But it's another to look at a defense and then just make an assumption. It's, all right, this is going to be cover three. But when it's not, you got to know what to do. And so he can read defenses. Any quarterback can read a defense. You can just see it. Right? It presents itself. You tell you what it is. But when it changes at the snap of the ball and it's not what you thought it was going to be, then how do you react? Right? That's the challenge. Is all right. I thought I had cover three. So yeah, this go route's going to be the throw I'm going to throw. Oh crap! It's cover two. He's got that quarter covered. What do I do with the football now? That's where Zach gets stuck. Is this when it's not when he expected it? It's not what he expected it to be. He doesn't know what to do subsequently, right? That's where running backs come in, you know, huge for you. That's when that outlet pass, know where your outlet is. Who's my outlet? Oh, it's that crosser who's just kind of leaking across the field. He's not really doing anything. He's not primary in the route at all, but he's just kind of settling in somewhere. Find that guy. And when you find that guy and he breaks a tackle and you go for 15 yards, you look like the genius.
You do.
Right? As opposed to throwing a Hail Mary or whatever it is downfield and hoping it gets somewhere.
Let me ask you this. What he needs to fix, is that easier?
It takes reps.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, is it easier to, again, easier relative, but I'll go with easier. Is it easier for him to fix that in a film room or on the practice field?
No, you got
to
do it. You absolutely have to do it. Like, you can look at it.
But how do you do that in practice?
You practice throwing it to your running back. You practice checking it, finding
what, are you going to have 11 practice squad guys out there to simulate defense?
I don't know.
How do you do it with a live feel?
You know what's funny? Like, we make fun of Russell Wilson, and he gives us so much fodder to make fun of him.
Oh, I know where you're going.
But you remember, you saw this, where he's out there.
When he was hurt.
He was hurt. There's literally nobody on the field. Mm-hmm. Nobody. He's not like, hey, Bobby, wide receiver, come throw the ball around with me. There's nobody out there. He doesn't have a ball in his hand, right? And he's sitting out there. He's calling the plays. He's in the huddle, not even a huddle, just his own huddle. Gets up to the line of scrimmage. He makes a decision, calls out whatever, snaps the ball, goes back. He looks, and he just like he's mental repping it, right? And so you gotta do it. If you don't have those mental reps, then you get paralyzed in real time. Football's fast, and it happens really fast. And the closer you get to the field, the more you see that. If you're sitting up in the 300 section, because you see everything, it feels like, oh, I saw that developing. You come down to like the 100 and, you know, 101 section, it's like, ooh, that's moving quick, man. You're actually on the field, and you can't see everything.
Yeah.
You just kind of have to trust that stuff is where it's supposed to be. You better react quickly. Otherwise, you're getting your clock cleaned. Or making mistakes, throwing interceptions, fumbling, etc. It's a process you got to learn, and it takes reps. The problem is Jet fans, coaches, they're just tired of them not figuring it out fast enough.
Yep. And now jobs are on the line, and it needs to be figured out. Yep. So the patience is really thin.
That's absolutely right.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.